Don't look back because the market is closed. Good Monday afternoon, everyone. Kip Herridge here with the Daily Bear Investing Podcast. Hope you had a good day today. Hope your weekend was fantastic as well. We have a holiday-shortened week this week. Of course, Good Friday on Friday. So that means we only have three trading days left after today for the month of March. And that means we're going to have five straight months where the markets have been up. You got to go back to like World War II era, post-World War II era to find stronger markets. And by some studies, we've never had a stronger run than we've had right now. And I know some people hear that and they go, well, nothing lasts forever. The party's got into some time. And I'm here to tell you that nothing could be further from the truth. This is the beginning of the formation of a bubble. That's what's key to remember here. Yes, we're in a new bubble, but it's only starting. This is the beginning of a bubble that we think is going to outdo the 95 to 2000 bubble. And if you're brand new to us here and you think, who is this maniac that I'm listening to and why am I listening to him? Remember, we've been saying this now for close to 2 years. Wrote a book, predicted it. Pretty much everything we wrote in that book is happening. So look, we're not resting. Certainly not bragging. If I've learned anything about the markets in my 38 years is that if you're not already humble, the markets will make you humble. So I'm a big believer in not bragging. The investing gods, little g, do not care for that, and they will make you pay the price every time. Trust me, I've learned that lesson too. But what I can tell you is that this is a structural bull market. This is what we've been calling a structural bull market of size and scope. Because structural bull markets are the strongest because they're driven by strong fundamentals. They're driven by strong technicals. They're driven by strong sentiment, and they're driven by strong, in today's world, analytics. All four of those lined up for us at the capitulation lows of October 13, 2022. That's when we went aggressively long and called the bottom. And since then, it's been game on. And we, folks, look, it's not going to be straight up. It never is. I remind everybody, in 95 to 2000, we had four corrections of between 10 and 20% and a bear market of 32% in NASDAQ. That final bear market in 1998. Everybody thought it was over, right? Oh my God, NASDAQ fell 32% in 2.5 months. Everybody, it's over. It's over. It's over. People were running for the hills. And then here came the really big move, the final 150% move higher in NASDAQ that took place in like 16 months. It was insane. And again, that's just broad market indexes. We had so many stocks that did much better than that. We're going to get back to that. You know, we're seeing a bit of it now with the semis, of course, have been on fire. NVIDIA been on fire. And we've been right in the middle of those from the bear market bottom. We pounded the table on the day of the bottom and the very next day, both in a podcast and in written documented evidence of this. We pounded the table to buy SOXL, the 3x leveraged semi ETF. And since then, it's up 625%. So look, we got that call right. We got housing right. We got tech right. The point is, again, it's just beginning. It's a fundamentally strong market. It's a structural bull market of size and scope. And the dips, I think, are going to be pretty few and far between. We'll get them, though. We will get them. No question about it. And we'll let you know when we see signs of that. We just aren't seeing those yet. Now, yes, the markets are down on Friday and down again, meaning really Dow Jones, okay? Down Friday and today, smaller losses in the NASDAQ and SP 500 today. But folks, you got to remember, on Thursday, we got all-time highs in the Dow Jones, SP 500, NASDAQ, and NASDAQ 100. But it was even bigger than that because we also got all-time highs in the weighted indexes. This is what Tyler follows very closely. NASDAQ and NASDAQ 100 also gave us all-time highs. So this is significant broadening action. This is textbook early bull market action. We're also seeing rotational themes. For example, Russ 2000 today was up. It's been acting really, really well, though, hasn't it? But again, you have one day when one index is up, next day another one's up, and then you'll have a stretch of 2 or 3, 4 days where you have weakness in certain groups, weakness in certain investment themes, and then they come roaring back. It's this rotational theme that's kept our markets from reaching extreme overbought levels. And this is something that I know a lot of folks really pay attention to our work on this because look, our system is really good at doing something, and that's calling tops and bottoms, right? It's from a trading point of view, identifying those is what our system does. We are market timers, and we use leveraged ETFs for that to some degree. And, of course, we love growth stocks. But I can tell you right now, based on your investing system, which is now at 11 out of 12 screens bullish, Folks, we've never been there before. Over 30 years of the VR investing system, never been 11 out of 12 screens bullish. The most we've ever been was 10, right? So this is a first. And before you start thinking that sounds like a top, no, these are not short-term calls. When these screens turn bullish, they stay bullish for an extended period. At least that's been the pattern for over three decades. And also what we learned from the VR investing system, this is what people really pay attention to, are our momentum oscillators. And you know what was crazy? I mean, I had to do this weekend. I was doing the screens. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. How is this even possible? Nothing is even anywhere near extreme overbought. None of the major indexes. None of them. Matter of fact, they're closer to oversold than overbought. Because all it takes is a shakeout of a few days, and then the indexes, the averages come down again, the rotational theme. All of this is playing together. If I didn't know better, I would say that this market is being driven by an artificial intelligence system. And who knows? Would it surprise you to find out if that was the case, right? We know that the plunge protection team is real, right? I mean, anyone that doubts that now, you have to look at them really big with a big side eye. You know, it's like we always like to say, since 9/11, the only people that have been consistently right in the United States, really globally, on pretty much any myriad of issues, are the conspiracy theorists. We've been right. My hands raised. We've been right consistently since 9/11, because everything they say is conspiracy that we've identified turns out to be true, right? All the things, you know exactly what I'm talking about, right? So would it surprise any of us to find out that this market's being controlled by some AI system? Probably not. Do I think that's happening? No. I think this is a fundamentally strong market that's going a whole lot higher. And I'm going to cover that in a little more detail. We wrote this up this morning for our folks in a special report. With the title of this is VRA Strategy and Portfolio Update for a Generational Bull Market, which is what we continue to believe that this is. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what, you know, we have five in our book, The Big Bribe. We have five megatrends that we outlined. Again, the book's out almost 18 months ago now, I guess. And all those five megatrends are now happening. They're all becoming reality. I'll mention those in a minute. But what also I want to talk about is what Kathy Wood's research firm, an investment firm, ARK, the ARK research team put out a white paper that we shared with our folks this morning, kind of broke it down. I read through this weekend. It's just unbelievable what's in here. And I'm telling you folks, almost no one's talking about this. Everyone's still fixated on the fear factor. People are still scared shitless of Washington, D.C., of what's going to happen with the election, of what Joe Biden's going to do next, or what's the next pandemic going to be, right? And so it's not that I don't get it. We get it. It's just that's not how the markets work. The markets work based on fundamentals from a medium to long-term view. And again, they just could not be stronger than they are now. We've covered this ad nauseum. And I hate to bore you by repeating the same thing, but the facts are the facts. We don't just have all-time highs in stocks. We have all-time highs in home prices, all-time highs in net equity in home, all-time highs in consumer net worth. A third of all homeowners have no mortgage on their home. That's a record. All-time highs in credit scores. Over the last 15 years, both consumers and American companies have cut their debt by 25%. Why? You're not hearing this in the media, are you? I know why that is. There's a side of negativity. It's designed to keep you negative. That's why so many people are negative. You're inundated with negativity, right? All the sites, all the stuff on the news, all negative. And again, we had three bear markets in 5 years. I understand it. But this is where massive bull markets, this is where they're giving birth from exactly these kind of setups. And it just could not be better. Corporate debt to market cap is at 50-year lows. Again, you have a fundamentally strong U.S. consumer and American company that we have not seen in decades. And that is not an exaggeration. So all of this combined tells us we're at the birth of an economic expansion of size and scope. The ability to lever up is significant because people don't have debt. And again, you listen to, Kip, what are you talking about? Credit card debt just passed $1 trillion. Who cares? That's a number. As a percentage of a disposable income, it is tiny, okay? So that's the key here, right? All of this means this is the kind of economic data and the financial balance sheets we see at the beginning of economic expansions, because everybody now can lever up if and when they want to. We'll reach a point in this massive bull market. And folks, what I'm going to share with you in a minute, it could be 3 decades from now. This could be one. I mean, this could be there are no words to say what could happen to this bull market and this economy. And again, they won't be straight up, but I'll share with you just a minute. But what happens at the back end of this, when an economy does start to weaken, that's when the ability to lever up becomes so significant. That's when people can start taking on more debt. Right now, margin debt, for example, is tiny, just like every other debt is tiny. Remember, we have two Americas. I'm talking about the America that matters to the markets. The second America hasn't mattered for a long time to the market. So let's be big boys and girls about this. Have an honest conversation. This is what we're talking about. What drives the markets? What's our job? To beat the markets, fund our retirement accounts, leave generational wealth. That's what we do here, right? So we're gonna focus on the big picture here, which really could not look better than it does now. But again, we're broken record, been saying it for a long time. All right, markets real quick. I'm going to come back to Cathie Wood's stuff. Dow Jones today finished down 162 points, down 0.4%. S&P 500 down 0.3%. Our winner of the day, Russell 2000, up 0.1%. NASDAQ today down 0.3%. Semis finishing right at flat. But again, the Eternals were fantastic. Not fantastic. They were really good today. I'll cover that next. Really quickly, we had five big bribe megatrends. Financial engineering, I'm going to cover them quickly. Financial engineering, corporate earnings expansion driven by the innovation revolution, AI. Number three, long-term housing boom. Housing powers everything. Number four, the millennial generation. If you think the millennial generation, if you've listened to the media and you bought into their bullshit, right? If you think the millennial generation is full of nothing but kids that live in their parents' basements, you have been lied to on such a massive scale. Wow, what a generation. 72 million strong. Now the largest segment of the population. They're in the process of inheriting more than $70 trillion. They love housing, stocks, cryptos. They understand technology in their DNA, and they are born entrepreneurs. They're driving it, folks. They're driving this bus. They're inheriting it all from boomers, and they're driving this bus, and they're driving it fast. And we're going straight down bull market alley. The final big buy megatrend is the red pilling of America. One of my favorites. Love talking about this. The red pilling of America and the return of animal spirits. You have to feel it, right? Everybody feels it. You know, you go home, look at your portfolio, and you go, well, guess what? Man, this is a good month, right? It was a good week. Or you had just had a really good year. Animals, everyone's starting to feel that vibe. Home prices all time. Again, consumer net worth all time high. Everybody's feeling it. Again, of that first America, everyone's feeling it. If they're not, they're getting jealous. And that's called animal spirits as well. That's a cousin. Jealousy is a cousin of animal spirits just before they turn let's get back involved dial back on. But Americans have woken up to the dangers of communism. That's our enemy. That's what's really happening here. And instead, Americans know what we do want. We want to keep our country, right? We want to keep America great. And this is very, very bullish for long-term prosperity, even our survival as the last great democracy and republic standing. So those are our five big bribe megatrends that we think is going to take the Dow Jones to at least 100,000. Right now, we're almost at 40. We're almost 40% of the way there. 39,300 is where we closed today. Almost at 40,000. And our target on NASDAQ is 40,000. Right now, we're only 16,384. NASDAQ, of course, is tech. Tech is going to continue as it always does in these big 1995, 2000, like roaring 2020s bull markets. Tech is going to continue leading. That's really one your focus to be, especially with what I'm about to tell you. I'm going to cover it quickly. Again, Cathie Wood, legend. All right. She's got a lot of detractors. I am not one of them. Tyler and I are not one of them. Okay. Their work is sensational. And because they're long-term thinkers, they see the big picture, the macro long-term. How do you make real money? Get the big calls right. That's what they do. And so they broke down in a white paper that I recommend everybody read this. You can find it probably with the Google search. You'll have to request it from them to show that you're a serious investor or whatever you don't have to be credited, but they want to add you to their list anyway. So they ask you some questions. But again, Cathie Wood, ARK Research, white paper. If you just Google that, I'm sure it'll pop up. But they believe we're going to go through a period 15 to 20 years, folks. It's already started. What they call turbocharged real GDP growth. Real GDP growth is GDP growth including inflation, right? Inflation pulled from it. And they believe that real GDP is going to grow 6 to 8% a year over the next 15 to 20 years. Let's say inflation is 2%, bump that onto it. They look at 8 to 10% GDP growth for 15. That's never happened in this country, just to give you an idea. And it's all driven by innovation and disruption. Here are the five innovation platforms that they see driving unprecedented, in their words, unprecedented growth and transformation across these various sectors. Number one, public blockchains. Number two, multi-omic sequencing, right? Now, I'm not going to explain all these right now to you. I could, but I'm not going to bore you with it. It's fascinating stuff. And they actually break it down in pretty much lamest terms so you can see what the future holds. Artificial intelligence, we all know that one. Energy storage. Now, I love this idea because, you know, we all have to realize, right? All this work in batteries, guess what? It's going to go somewhere, right? You kind of have to be a little Jethro Bodine, a little bit of Gomer Pyle, not to see the future here, right? Energy storage, battery storage is going to continue to grow by leaps and bounds. I think we're going to have, I mean, honestly, it's going to get stupid. You're going to have phones that last a month on the charge. You're going to have cars that will drive 1,000 miles on the charge. And that's not far away. And, you know, of course, solar, I mean, everything is going to, your home, your car, public transportation is going to change completely. People really won't have cars as much as they do. They might have one car for an emergency, but look at what Tesla covers all these, by the way. It's one of our VRA 10 baggers. It's a stock. I hope it stays cheap as long as possible. I buy Tesla. I started buying it $18 this year, split adjusted. I buy Tesla pretty much every chance that I get. Continue to add it to the portfolio. I love it cheap. I hope it gets cheaper. I hope it gets a lot cheaper because I think I know what's coming. And Tesla covers, you know, and again, Cathie Wood's got a buy on Tesla as well. But Tesla covers so many of these areas. They have their own AI, right? They have their own, obviously, energy storage. They have their own battery tech division. They have their own robotics. And they have, of course, the big one is autonomous vehicles. Tesla completely owns and dominates this space. They own EVs, of course. No one competes with them there either, right? So Tesla covers all of this. Folks, it's not been long. It's happening all over the country now. Autonomous cars, robotaxis, you're starting to see them all over the roads. They're in every state now. You know, they don't really advertise this because they're continuing to test these things. And again, they have so many millions of miles of testing data. And now that they've got the AI is clicking the way it is, then, you know, these cars are far safer than you or I, far safer. The number of accidents and deaths on the road, that it's going to drop probably by 90% in the next decade. That's how important this technology is. But it's not just robo-taxis. Again, Tesla will own that space. It's also, of course, autonomous vehicles. And they just uploaded the latest version, 12.3, I believe, of their FSD, full self-driving. And, you know, Michael Dell is one of the guys that's one of their testers, okay? And he said he's never experienced anything like this. He says it drives better than a person. And, of course, it's got, you know, hundreds of cameras all over the car. AI is clicking left and right at speeds that are, you know, unidentifiable. And it's just so incredibly safe. Not that there won't be accidents. Of course, there will be here and there. But the point is, FSD is coming. So this is the next 6, 12, 18 months with Tesla. All of this is happening. So, again, I've just kind of told you one of our top stock picks there and why we love it. But it fits under their umbrella of this platform of innovation that they're talking about in the special report. I'll wrap with this because these numbers are mind-bending, okay? Traditional forecasters believe that real GDP will reach $130 trillion by 2030, okay? $130 trillion by 2030, and then $160 trillion by 2040. ARC's numbers, with thanks to all this technological innovation and disruption, are completely different. They believe real GDP growth, as I said a minute ago, is going to accelerate by – it's going to grow 6 to 8% a year, and again, inflation adjusted. They believe GDP is going to reach $170 trillion by 2030, right? That's that's $40 trillion more than the economists believe today. And then check this number out. By 2040, they believe real GDP in the United States will reach $470 trillion. I apologize. I think that, did I just say United States? That's a global number, of course. $470 trillion versus the estimate, okay, of economists, which is only 160 trillion. Again, these are mind-bending numbers. And I'll tell you something. Let's say that they're wrong. Let's say that they're 80% wrong. The market's still going to triple in the next decade. In a worst-case scenario, that's how powerful their research is, and it's really a testament to mankind and to the innovation and inventions that are coming. It's going to be like living in a sci-fi movie, folks, pretty soon. There's so many different areas, and again, they cover all these areas: robotics, of course, public blockchain, multi-omic sequencing, artificial intelligence, and energy storage. Those are their five converging platforms. Urge you, read this. Save it. Whenever you have your doubts and you're not sure about your investment approach, go back and read this again. And of course, we're going to be continuing to hit up on this. It's just in my career, and I've said it for a long time. I don't care if it sounds Pollyannish or not. I've never been this excited about where we are as a country, as a world. Because with this kind of prosperity, a lot of problems are going to be solved, right? Poverty gone. Illness, sicknesses, diseases gone. I'm talking about inside of 20 years, folks. It's going to be massive prosperity. And we're going to have these robots, AI robots, doing all of these things for us, making our lives unbelievably easy. And they won't require a paycheck. Now, it's a whole other conversation. You go, but Kip, it sounds like they're going to take a lot of jobs. No, folks. Never in history. You can't show me one time in history. This is to all the perma bears that love to point this out. And I always challenge them, and they just get real quiet. Show me one time in history where massive industrial revolution, massive, the wheel, show me one time, the car, show me one time in history where innovation hasn't created a lot more jobs. And that's what's going to happen here. Prosperity is going to be boundless. So it's a great time to be an optimist. It's a horrible time to be a pessimist. My God, if your glass is half full, half empty person, I feel sorry for you. I really do. And I know some of these people. And I have this conversation with them, and they just can't see past. There's a wall there, right? And they just can't go. I guess people are so accustomed to things being horrible and to be the news being so bad. Again, it's been the worst 2 decades after 9/11, the worst 2 decades in American history. We wrote about this in a couple of books that I've written, okay? So it's not that we don't understand it. We do. But the sigh of negativity, it's time to go bye-bye, because great things are in our future. Great things are in our future. It's really an amazing time. It's always a great time to be alive. It's really a great time to be alive now. And man, we love Bitcoin. Bitcoin soared today. I want to kind of wrap this here in the next couple of minutes. So let me go quickly. I'm going to cover the internal. I'll come back to Bitcoin. How about that? Because I had another big day today. I want to get a fresh quote here. Yeah, just under 71,000 as I speak. Classic pre-halving shakeout. Again, just textbook stuff happening here, folks. Okay, let's talk about the internals first. Because again, even though the market was down, just like we talked, Todd and I spent a lot of time talking about this with you last week. Hey, we love seeing strong internals, right? Breadth and advanced decline, 52 high lows. We love seeing that, right? It's a big part of the VR investing system, especially from a market timing point of view. However, more important to us is what happens on bad days. We've now had, in the last 2 weeks, 4 days where the markets were down somewhat, like down 100, 150 points or more. We've now had 4 of those days in the last 2 weeks. And by the way, again, that's why the market doesn't get overbought. All 4 of these days, including today, the internals were positive. Now, they were a little mixed today, but for example, today, volume today, both NYSE and NASDAQ, positive. Only slightly for NYSE, but NASDAQ was positive by $600 million worth of trading. That's not nothing when NASDAQ's down 45 points of the day. NASDAQ advanced decline was slightly negative, but only by a few hundred issues. Same thing with NYSE. So it's not that they have to be positive on a terrible day for us to say that's great. But, remember, a year ago, if we had had a day when we had days where that market was down like this, the internals were 4-to-1 negative, 3-to-1 negative regularly. And I was amazed the markets weren't crashing then, frankly. But no, that was the bottoming process, right? So also today, another big day here. Two What is that? 291 stocks hit a new 52-week high. Just 135 hit a new 52-week low. So again, market's lower. Internals just don't care. That's a tell. Just like the semis leading, these internals are a tell. And so that's fantastic. And oh, by the way, almost forgot this one. Guess what's coming up after this week? Not only will we have five straight months of market gains, incredibly bullish. Again, this is a pattern. It's a repeating pattern that really matters. We're also going into April. April is the second best month of the year. And pretty soon, I don't know, probably starting tomorrow, I would think, if not Wednesday, then you're going to see people start to front run. This is now what's happening, right? There's so much money in this market, a lot of smart money in this market. People are front running everything. And guess what? They're going to be front running April starting either tomorrow or Wednesday. That's my prediction. And then we'll be off to the races again in April. Whether or not we get a sell in May and go away, you know what? We'll worry about that later, right? Right now, we're going to enjoy this. Keep profiting from this fantastic bull market that's underway now. And we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. There'll come a time where we'll be taking some profits. It may be in end of April, middle of May, end of May. I can't tell you at this point, but I can tell you what we're looking for. Our momentum oscillators will hit extreme overbought, number one. Okay, we're nowhere near that. Second thing we're looking for, the percent of stocks above the 50 and 200-day moving average. If it gets over 90%, we will be taking some profits because that's just being smart. And then we'll look to buy it back a little cheaper if we get that opportunity. Again, it's a case-by-case thing, right? We don't want to sell our winners in this kind of a market. So I don't even know we're going to do that. We may just pause our buying. However, if we were to get like 91, 92, 93, 94% of S&P 500 above its 50 and 200 day. We're at 78 to 80% now. We're nowhere near that. But if that were to happen, yeah, that's probably kind of a classic sell signal. Okay. Bitcoin just popped $1,000. I looked over. I told you it was just under 70. It was 60,800. It's 70,900 now. In what is that? 3 minutes, 5 minutes, maybe. Wow. Folks, if you're not long Bitcoin, you have not been listening to us, or you're listening to the wrong people. You're listening to the wrong people, and they're idiots. I'm telling you, they are idiots. This is the best supply-demand story of our times, maybe of all time. It's effectively a de facto currency that can be trusted because it can't be printed to oblivion. They only have 21 million of these things. Tyler told me today, they've already minted 19 million, mined 19 million Bitcoin. They're only going to have 21 million. You see what I'm talking about? Of course you do. Smart group here. But the pre-halving thing is happening. This is what's so fascinating. Look, everybody knows we've been preaching this from the mountaintop for some time, right? We've been big Bitcoin fans since 2017 when we first invested at 600, recommended at 2000, made some really good profits, sold, made 2100%, blah, blah, blah. Y'all know the story. But we're back in now, back in at 28,800 from June of last year. And one of the reasons was, of course, the SEC approval, which has happened, right? It's now legit. It's now legit completely. It will never not be legit. Bitcoin is legit. That's done. The other thing is the upcoming mining, halving. They only do them every 4 years. I got to repeat it again for our newbies here. We always have new folks. Thank you for being here, folks. The first Bitcoin halving was in 2012. Bitcoin went up 79 times in the next year. You made 7,900% on your money over the next 12 months. The second halving was in 2016. Bitcoin went up 29 times. You made 2,900% of your money in 18 months. And the last halving was, of course, 2020. Bitcoin went up 700%. You made seven times your money in 18 months. What is going to happen this time? We're on record as saying we think Bitcoin is going to go through 100,000 either before the halving, which is April 19th, getting close. But we're already at 70. We're at 71,000 now, right? I mean, I think once we pass 100,000, we could be 200,000 in like really short period of time. This is going to get stupid because Bitcoin's going to a million and it's going to keep going higher from there. Understand this, folks. This is happening. This is real. And so there's a lot of money being made here. It's almost never too late to buy Bitcoin. unless you're just a, a compulsive market timer and you just hate buying something when it goes down the next day. So you look for a washout, I just don't know we're going to have that. But we just had it, didn't we? Bitcoin just fell to 60,000. Again, on these pre-halvings, it always has a shakeout. And it's typically 20%. Guess what? It just fell 18.8%. And now, again, almost all of those losses are we're just, again, a couple thousand away from all-time highs. So here we go. What a great story. What an amazing time. Just amazing time to be alive. And just I think we should all thank our lucky stars because we're going to make a lot of money here, folks. This is that bull market. This is that bull market. Know that. This is that bull market. All right, stay locked in. Okay, in our sector watch today, we had eight sectors finished lower, three finished higher, nothing really anywhere. Energy was up today nicely, 9/10 of 1%. The downside, industrials down 6/10 of 1%. Very little happening in between. And our commodity watch, Bitcoin again, last trade now, 70,897, up big on the day. Excuse me. Market cap, remember, is only 1.3, only one right now at this price. The market cap of Bitcoin is only $1.27 trillion. If that sounds big to you, we have five companies in America worth more than that, right? It doesn't include foreign companies. Yes, there are foreign companies worth more than this, but they're typically private, And so the oligarchs on these things, right? But five American companies are worth more than, or at least in the range of, or worth more than Bitcoin, and some, of course, clearly more than, Microsoft, Apple, etc. Well, they're companies. Bitcoin is not a company. Bitcoin is essentially it's its own asset class. It's been approved as a commodity by the SEC, but it is a de facto currency. It's global. It trades 24/7. What an amazing story. Again, it's got supply demand, scarcity value out the wazoo. So again, the market cap is so tiny. It's just absolutely tiny. That's what you need to know more than anything else. This thing is going a whole lot higher. And our commodity watch here, gold today. Gold, which we also love here. I mean, you just can't compare it to anything. You certainly can't compare gold to Bitcoin. You just can't. We own both. I think it's a great play to own both for different reasons. I don't think they're anything close to being similar investments. Yes, they are both stores of value, sure, but so are equities. So are homes, right? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about these are completely different assets from an investment point of view. And I love them for their own reasons, okay? Gold. If the power goes out globally for a year, guess what? My gold is going to skyrocket. Okay, my Bitcoin, I won't be able to do a damn thing with it. So look, every investment's got its own pluses and minuses. Okay, that's why you diversify. But we do love gold here, and it's really starting to get legs. It popped over 2,000, 2,200 last week. I thought that was really going to be it, but then I looked at the chart; it was extreme overbought. So just this is that process of working off the extreme overbought that's happening here. But gold, I think it's going to have. I think the run coming up is going to be significant. Our minimum target for gold this year is 2,400. I think it could get up to 3,000, but it is. It's also a manipulated asset. There's just no question about it. I hate to even talk about it; it's so depressing. But I still love gold either way. Gold today up $13 an ounce, 2,173. Silver, not as I we own both. Okay, I'm like 80/20 gold to silver, but still have it. Again, in tough times, having little gold coin, little silver coins, it'd be great for barter, and their value will skyrocket as well. So again, there's a reason to own everything in its own reason as its own asset class. Silver today was down a penny at 24.83. Copper, which is just looking fantastic, up 3 cents a pound today at 401. And finally, the day, crude oil. Again, a great story. If Cathie Wood and her team are right, and if we're right, Tyler and I are right at the VRA about this economic boom time coming, what do you think is going to happen to oil prices, especially with AI and the demand for electricity? The demand's coming for all of this new technology that's coming on the scene, right? Yeah, oil's going a lot higher as well. Oil today, I think the market is figuring this out. Oil today up $1.34 a barrel, $82 a barrel. Energy companies are really cheap. They're cash cows, and they're going to go a whole lot higher. Again, it's going to feel like a bull market of everything. And it kind of will be. That's why you want to focus on the things that go up the most. That's really what we try to pay attention to here. I'll give you a final quote on crypto and we'll wrap it up. 70,820 last trade, up huge on the day. And again, we're only what now? What does that put us? Right at about $3,000? Yeah, $3,000 of Bitcoin away from all-time high. And of course, it won't stop there. All right, folks. Hey, always appreciate you listening. Hope you had a great day and even better night. We'll see you back here again tomorrow after the close.